will be responded to in written form. For example, the evaluation of the age of children or minors. Now, as regards dismantling of the camps and shelters and expulsions, you mentioned the legal framework for these matters, and I'm sure that your basis, your legal basis for this is solid. However, that does not mean that in practice there are no human rights problems. Might you report to us on how the affected individuals are informed of these operations? And how are they supported in the use of the procedures set forth? Now, also, might you keep us abreast of the encouragement of the state, of the administration to the legislature so that they develop a proper legal format for the expulsion within the Schengen space, countries with which France has established a procedure, such as the cases of Spain and Italy. I understand specific challenges tied to asylum seekers in Majorque. The rapid procedures might be a good solution, but they also must be in step with our covenant and the procedural guarantees. Now, we are concerned over the fact that the implementation of the law on asylum and immigration of January 2024, which bans detention of migrant children, has been pushed to January 2027 in the case of Mayotte. A great many children there are effectively detained and expelled without appeal possibilities. Might the state be in a position to immediately grant a system, the same system to Majorque, granting the minors there the same protections and support as they receive in metropolitan France? Right now, I thank you kindly. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Donders. We will now hear from the next speaker. Mr. Cressada, the floor is yours. Thank you, Madam Chair. I also would like to thank the delegate.